This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Happy holidays, home theater nerds, and welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and the people. And today, the people I'm talking about are you, the listeners. Thank you all for contributing and making today possible. If you're not already subscribing on YouTube, greatly appreciate that. Go over to my YouTube page, links in the show notes. Also, thank you to all my patrons over at Patreon. If you want to follow along, if you want to support this podcast monetarily, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater and do so. You can sign up and they'll take as little as a dollar or as much as you'd like to give. A dollar a month. That's it. 12 bucks a year. And they take it out on the first of the month. And so after the first of the month, which will be next Tuesday, I'm going to start reading all the patrons. First names only for privacy, but thank you to everybody as a thank you on the first Tuesday of the month. After the first of the month, I will be reading all the patrons as a thank you. So hopefully that number gets up really high someday, and it takes me a little while to get through, and it sounds like a snow cancellation back when I was a kid. That would be great. Also, thank you to everybody for following along on Twitter at BrightsideHT. Thank you very much. And we have, I'm on Twitter. I forgot to mention last week all the new Twitter followers last week. So we have 2 weeks worth. We have MP at Mick_PetersMP, Morningstar at Ty Morningstar, podcastpage.io at podcastpage, Kevin Anderson at what the dillio, D-I-L-E-O, that's Kevin Anderson, Iron Boy Wonder Iron Fist Movie at boy_fist, Pixel Catcher, and that's at Fritz33944231, and at Leo NYC, and his is at AXPNY, Expony. Also, last but not least, Azer, and he or she spells it A-I-S-A-R, and his Twitter handle, or Twitter, whatever you would call it, is at _AISAR, two underscores. So you can follow along with all of them. But thank you to everybody for following along, contributing to the podcast, or just even if you're there just to peruse. That's how I handled Twitter for years. I never said anything to anybody. I just look at what people were saying. So thank you very much to everybody over there for following along. And any of this that you need information on, you can go to brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. And all the links are there. They're all almost all of my shows are there. I'm still backlogging to the, because I came up with the website almost a year into the podcast. So I've been backlogging and adding, but pretty much everything up until March, my first March. So I started in October, the following March, I believe was of 2020. So I started this podcast pre-COVID. Who knew? But in March of 2020, I think I have all the podcasts back to then. But I'm backlogging those so you can see anything there. There's a little search tab too, and you can just search in a movie. And if it doesn't pop up, well, then hit me up and see, maybe we'll do that movie. But all the movies that I've done are there. All the podcasts I've done are there. All the links to the show notes are there. So if you'd like to go there, again, that's brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. So thank you very much. All right, let's get on to all the comments and questions and snide remarks. No, I'm just kidding. No snide remarks this week. Those are kind of fun sometimes. All right, first up, who else? My buddy Theo. Sorry, Theo. Actually, didn't I just say a Leo? Leo NYC, I just said. So that's why it was on my tip of my tongue, Theo. Sorry, buddy. You know I love you. All right. Theo says, great show. I enjoyed the discussion. The difference between IMAX Enhanced and 16:9 is IMAX is filmed with IMAX cameras and 16:9 is not. Also, DTSX and DTSX Pro is the surround format that should come with it to make it IMAX Enhanced. Absolutely. Absolutely correct, Theo. We're going to have a little bit more on IMAX Enhanced and IMAX cameras actually coming up. A few people had comments, and I have links in the show notes to some articles too. So we'll get to that. But yes, I'm hoping for DTSX. I don't know. I'm wondering now that I just say that, and I'm reading this and thinking as I'm speaking. Wow, look at me. If I start chewing gum, I'll probably have a seizure. DTSX and DTSX Pro, what if they separate that and DTSX becomes the brand for streaming and then DTSX Pro becomes the physical media and the better uncompressed version? Huh? Maybe they're thinking ahead. I don't know. Just spitballing here. All right. I'm going to go get a piece of gum, see if I actually have a seizure. All right, Daddio77 on Twitter. DTSX Pro only added support for more speakers. Most importantly, it support a center front height, which IMAX uses due to the height of their screens, and support the center top. Both are not supported by Dolby. I attached a video of Phil Jones explaining, and the link is in the show notes for that video. DTSX Pro, how does it work and why you don't... I don't have the full title here in my clip. But anyways, the link is in the show notes. And yeah, DTSX, when it originally came out, could only do basically the limited amount of speakers, like I think like 11 channels or whatever it was, really was limited to how many speakers it could do. Whereas Atmos, it's really up to it. It can take anything. So it just depends on the receiver that you have, like for us anyways, that we have, if we have a receiver that does X amount, you can actually up that by getting a receiver that'll do 32 speakers, and Atmos will break it down with its algorithm and send the sound to the different speakers. It's the way that Atmos is set up. It's a little bit more, at least that's the way it was explained to me even before I met Rob H. But that's the way it was explained to me, is that it's basically the way Atmos works is even at the end user, if you up your speakers, as long as the processor knows that it can do that many, most of our receivers will only do, say, 11 channels or, 11 channels of Atmos or 9 channels of Atmos. But you can see, if you do a Google search, you'll find receivers out there, high-end receivers that'll do 16, 20-something, whatever, all the way up. And it just keeps the way the program works. It'll just take that and create discrete channels in between wherever those speakers happen to be going. So it's pretty cool how it does it, but I'm pretty sure that's what Pro ended up becoming. But no reason why they can't eventually move that to DTSX Pro is unlimited speakers and DTSX is limited speakers and streaming. So could be possible. But all right, let's move along to WV Brew. And he sent a link to the brand confused world of IMAX and LIMAX. And I added this link to the show notes, and it's a really good article to really nerd out to, because it goes into the history of IMAX and how far back it goes. And it's funny, when I first started reading it, I think I read a clip or even on this tweet, it was like since 2008. I'm like, no, IMAX has been around forever, because we had an IMAX theater at the Museum of Science when I was a kid, and that goes 70s, 80s. And that was a big, big deal to be able to go into the Boston Museum of Science and go and see something in IMAX, because as this article says, there were only a few places in the world that had a screen, an IMAX screen and stuff, and then they kind of watered it down by creating smaller IMAX screens. It's still the IMAX ratio, but it's actually a smaller screen instead of the giant. You really read the article, and it really breaks it down for you. And he even says at the end of the article that he doesn't blame them. That's how you make money. That's how you have to market yourself. And it's just that you know, it kind of waters down what IMAX used to be. But I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with that. As you heard me talk about with Todd, it's like, I love what IMAX is doing. I love what they're doing in the home. This article here, more about the movie going experience. And as Ara said in the Thanksgiving podcast, you know, IMAX enhanced in the home isn't meant to replace the movie going experience. And I don't think anybody ever suggested that any of that is meant to replace the movie going experience, because that's like saying any of our home theater gear is meant to replace the movie going experience, because it's not. And just IMAX Enhance, I don't know why, maybe because IMAX has always just been that large, grandiose screen that's meant that you can only get in the theater. And now people are like, well, if you're given in the home, they're trying to replace the home. I don't even know. Honestly, that doesn't even cross my mind. Don't even know why people are bringing it up, because of course it's not meant to, you know, compete with the theater. I don't care how good my theater is. It's never as large as a going to a theater, either in screen size or capacity. And the capacity for me is the most important part. That's where you get the interaction with other people, the cheers, the clapping, all of the stuff that goes into seeing a movie on a big screen and a big scale on opening night. That's the entertainment of going to the theater on those big blockbusters with a packed movie house, and everybody starts clapping and applauding and all of the good stuff that goes with it. Yeah, you can't duplicate that in your home. And now with COVID going on, I you know, people not going to the theaters, well, my theater is kind of getting pretty close to going to the theater, you know, a la screen size. But if I sit the way I sit in my theater, it's pretty good and it's pretty big to me. So, all right, let's move along. Dan Carpenter at Brightside HD, just listening to your Takeover Tuesday, I was approached by a couple of guys asking if I was interested in some speakers. I said, sure. We walked over to the white van and they said they were doing an audio install. Install these, and these were extra gear. No sale, LOL. So he didn't buy them. And when he said this, it's like they took him over to the van. It reminded me more of the story of that I told in college of when my buddy and I were walking down the street, and my buddy was fairly well-to-do, and he had some money, but he didn't have the cash on him. And when Dan sent this tweet, it reminded me, I'm like, where did we get the cash? And I was like, oh my God, we actually said to the guy, well, we don't have any on you. And the guys in the van said, well, if you come with us, we'll take you to a bank machine. So they took us to a bank machine about a mile down the road. We got in the van and went for a ride with these guys. So we went for a ride with these guys, went to a bank machine to get them the cash so my buddy could buy the speakers. I don't know if we figured it was two on two and we were just stupid, which I think it's more the stupid part. But yeah, we actually got in the van and then dumb. I've only hitchhiked once in my life and that wasn't very bright, but that was a legit emergency, middle of the night type thing. But this was, that was dumb looking back on it, but I was young. Hey, young and stupid. Okay. And in a white van. Yeah. Yes, I did see Silence of the Lambs, and I know what happens when you help somebody with a van. All right. HD Report put out a tweet saying 3D or 4K Blu-ray. You can only have one. And he was tweeting out Prometheus. And I replied, let me check. My opinion on 3D versus great HDR is evolving. And then Rob replied to me saying, here's a thought to ponder. We have to buy the disc. And streaming 4K with HDR is genuinely getting better and better all the time. So there'll be plenty of pretty darn good 4K HDR streaming version available in all likelihood, but no way to stream the 3D version. Therefore, 3D. And then I replied, most, not all 4K discs come with an object-based or surround soundtrack that most, not all, most 3D do not support. Example is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3D from 2014 actually has Atmos, and it is spectacular. 3D with an Atmos track is spectacular. Anyways, sometimes the audio can upstage the video presentation is what I went on to say. So like if you have Atmos and 3D, that's great. But if you have a great Atmos track and you have a great HDR track, HDR imaging, it is really, really close, because I've gone back and forth with some HDR content that looks really close to being 3D, and then looking at 3D, and there's some bad 3D that great HDR beats hands down. I think the first Avengers movie in 3D is horrible. The HDR on that is really good. So I actually really enjoyed that, and the 3D in it, I thought it was flat and it didn't do anything for it. And you don't get with that, you don't get the Atmos track that you get with the 4K. So it's getting close. I don't think the popularity of 3D is very big right now. So it's tough, but I kind of got to go with Rob a little bit, where if we all stop buying 3D, it will go away. I mean, we have to vote. We have to vote with our wallets. And that's why I continue to buy 3D. Actually, I signed up for Dune 3D. I pre-bought it already. It was like $34. Usually on Amazon, that'll come down by release day. But I signed up for it because I want to keep getting 3D discs, and I want that opportunity. All right, let's move on. We're moving on to, this is all stuff that came in after the Thankful in the Multiverse of Podcast, the podcast I happened to release last week with the HT guys and AV Rant. So featuring Lee Overstreet as well. But yes, so we got on YouTube, got a few comments over there. We got, of course, Theo, entertaining. Thank you, Theo. And Carl says, happy Turkey Day, folks. And then Matt Nelson said, great episode. I looked forward to it all year and really have enjoyed seeing all three of my favorite podcasts come together. P.S. When did Tom get glasses? So if those of you that don't know what that means, you weren't paying attention to the YouTube video. It's at the 1 hour and 23 minute mark. If you start watching there on YouTube, you'll see that. So that I didn't want to put it out, and I can say it here. Nobody has told Tom yet what happened, but I had a little fun with them there on the YouTube video. So if you just listen to the podcast, you'll never know. But Tom's video was going in and out, and then it just quit altogether. So when I put the podcast together, I put everything together, and I use this app, Squadcast, and it's pretty cool how it works. And I get everybody's video feed, I get everybody's audio feed, I sync everybody up together, and I put it out. Well, we recorded probably for an hour and 40-something minutes, a little bit of, check everything at the beginning, and then a little bit goodbyes at the end before I hitting record. So when I went and put it all together, I got this an hour and 40 minute clip of everybody on video, no audio with it, just a clip. Luckily the audio records separately because his audio never went out. So I was able to get all of his nice audio nice and clean, but everybody had an hour and 40 minute clips. Except for Tom's was an hour and 15 minute video clip. And I'm like, what the hell? So I did everything. I looked and see if it would. And this thing, it's pretty extensive. They have backups upon backups. And basically what happened is I looked at the backups, and the backups just record the raw video right off, not the good video that we're getting. And it was all just garbled. So Tom's video just went. So I got a little creative, put a nice smiling picture of Tom, and thought that would be fun because not a lot of people get to see Tom smile a lot. And then I had a little fun with him at the 1 hour and 23 minute mark. And it takes about 4 minutes, I think, 4 or 5 minutes for all the fun to take place. But it's all while he's talking, so it's pretty fun. So, all right, getting on to BJ Horton. 2005 says, I'm probably going to be the only wacko who listens to this all three times. I'll try to do it even if I just let it play in the background. That's great, BJ. You only have to listen really for a minute to give us each credit. You know, you just put it on a minute and then we'll get credit. Or you can put it on a minute every day and we get credit every day you listen. So, but yes, thank you very much, BJ. Appreciate that. But hey, you might get something. I've listened to each of their podcasts multiple times. Because I'll be out of podcasts to listen to and I'll like throw on AV Rant because they just talk. And sometimes I'll catch stuff that I didn't catch the first time going through because I don't know, I was busy. I'm whatever at the time. So there's nothing wrong with that. Mine's all fluff. So it doesn't matter if you come back the second time, mine's all fluff and fun. They actually are very informative. The AV Rant and HD guys. So you want to pay attention to them. John Z at Johnny Speakers. I love that title. I love that name. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'm thankful for 3 fun podcasts to enjoy every week. You're welcome, John. Johnny Speakers. I think he has a white van. Dan Carpenter. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Can't wait to listen to the show after everyone has left and it's time to wind down the day. Thank you, all 3 podcasts and their hosts, for sticking with it and bringing joy to the listeners. More than welcome, Dan. You guys bring me joy as well. Al at geek4life__. Happy Thanksgiving to my American friends. Thank you, Al. Todd Anderson. Todd Anderson's doing a little shopping on, I think, Black Friday. Yes, Black Friday. He says, took full advantage of Kaleidoscape's massive Black Friday sale, bringing home the motherload. And I think he bought 22 movies and he's just downloading them. And it was funny because I don't have them all here, but a majority of them are MCU movies. Avengers, Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, Guardians of the Galaxy, all that. Then you have Tom Cruise's Fallout, Mission Impossible Fallout, Patriot's Day, A Few Good Men. But then right in the middle of all of that, you get Airplane. That is fantastic. And so Airplane is on Kaleidoscape. I can't even imagine how good that looks through a Kaleidoscape. It's only going to look as good, I would say, as the physical media does. But just the presentation Airplane, that's awesome. It's so fun. I love that movie. Hysterical. All right, moving along. WV Brew at WV Brew says, Brightside HT, definitely going to be a demo disc as good as the original Ghostbusters Afterlife. I haven't seen this yet. Honestly, I think this, I voted on YouTube. Somebody said, wait for home. I think I kind of am waiting for the house for this one. I love the Ghostbusters movies. This one here just didn't really drag me to the theaters. It didn't pull me in enough. And knowing that when I get there, I'll probably be the only one in the theater. So where's the fun in that? I'll just wait for it to come at home and enjoy it in the privacy of my own theater and let it crank and I'll maybe do a podcast about it. All right. But thank you, WV. I've heard great things about it. Can't wait to see it, but it'll be in my home. Daddy077. Finally, one of my favorite disaster films, The Core, is available in 4K on digital platforms and on the Kaleidoscape. No immersive audio, but I'll just continue to use my up mixer. Yeah. The Core, really good. Really enjoy that movie. I would like to see that get an immersive audio, but the fact that it's coming out on 4K now, hopefully in the future, we will be getting an Atmos track to that. Maybe it'll be coming out kind of like Star Wars did. All those movies dropped on Disney Plus on Star Wars in 4K with Atmos. And then it was, 4 months later, we got it at the end of March. So yeah, it was 4 months later. We got the 4K Atmos edition of all of the Star Wars saga. So hopefully they start doing that with like movies like this, like The Core. So that would be really cool. I'll be checking that out. And that sparked off a conversation. B.J. Horton, The Core, and The Day After Tomorrow are my favorite disaster films. Well, Armageddon is up there too. And also, B.J., awesome job on your Twitter feed. Very festive. I like it a lot. It's the holidays, time to get festive, everybody. So start decorating your Twitter feeds or whatever in whatever festive mood you'd like. But yeah, The Core, The Day After Tomorrow, fantastic. Armageddon, that's one I keep getting to. I want to do that podcast and I keep saying like, I'm going to do it. And then something comes up and I don't get to it. But that one definitely is going to have a podcast of its own soon, someday. B.J. Horton, chimed in and says, actually, I really like this one, too. It's a little bit more real, in my opinion. It has a young John Lithgow in it, too. And it's the movie The Day After. And I remember this movie being on TV, being a two-night special. And it was a big deal when I was a kid, when this movie scared the bejesus out of the population. And we were all like, oh, I mean, we're in the middle of the Cold War. This was like legit threat that it could happen. And you were like, oh no. And it was scary. And it is a great, well, my memory is it is a great movie. So, and it is like BJ says, it's a little bit more real, and he put real in quotes, but yeah, really enjoyed that. B.J. Horton also says, he says, Brightside HD, whoa, digging the festive Twitter theme. Say, does anyone know if this actually released? It was due on the 16th. It says unavailable on Amazon. And Christmas with the Cranks Blu-ray. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look into that. So any listeners, if you want to tweet out if Christmas with the Cranks is available on Blu-ray anywhere, let us know. Really appreciate that. And finally, WV Brew says, at Brightside HD was researching the difference of how envelopment and immersion are highly different. Immersion is being drawn completely in to the experience, and envelopment is feeling of sound all around you. Found this article good. And this article I put also in the show notes, Acoustical Focus and Envelopment, Home Theater Acoustics Alliance portal. And I perused through it really quickly because this literally just came in as I was sitting down to record. So it does look pretty cool, and it does explain the difference between immersion and envelopment. And I think immersion, I'm not sure, maybe this is in the article, but to me, immersion is being completely drawn in, and that's the sights and the sounds really bringing you in. Envelopment is just like an envelope. It's the sound wrapping all around you. The picture can't wrap around you, at least not yet, but the picture can't wrap around you. So envelopment of sound, and I've said that here in the podcast, like I've been like, oh, completely enveloped in sound. But immersion is that when you sit down and you put your phone away and you put it on do not disturb and you shut out the lights to give yourself that complete immersion in the movie. And that's why it's so important, like, that people keep their phones off in the theater or tell their kids not to wear blinky shoes in the theater. Because when you're trying to get immersed into a movie and something pulls you away, that is very aggravating because you're being pulled out of that world because you are so immersed in that world. And you're just 100% of your senses are going to what is on that screen. And that's why Carl goes back, we've gone back and forth about this, about like the distractions and stuff. And that's, I understand what Carl's saying. And in my theater, I get none of that. I can sit in my theater and be completely immersed in that environment better than I can when I'm at the theater. And when I go to the theater, part of that immersion is the crowd. So if you have a huge crowd and everybody's clapping, that's part of the immersion. That's part of the experience. That's like going to a sporting event and cheering for your favorite team. Well, now you're cheering for, you know, Steve Rogers because he finally says Avengers Assemble, and everybody screams and everybody's like, yeah, because he finally did it after 23 movies. We got Avengers Assemble. That's part of the immersion. Yeah, you can't get that in your theater, but what I can get in my home theater is that complete, like, if you turn out the lights, and even if that means you're in your living room and you got to wait for nighttime, but you turn out the lights and you're completely immersed in that movie, that's completely different than the envelopment of sound that you get. Like we said in the podcast, the Thanksgiving podcast, listening on headphones, you can get great envelopment with the headphones. It'll sound like the sounds are coming from all around you. You know, you have Apple Spatial Audio, and you turn your head and it feels like the TV's over there. That's envelopment. That's really a lot of fun, but it's completely different from immersion. So I was a little bit long on that tweet from WV Brew. Imagine if I read the article. Whew. But that is it for this week. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody that is already following me on YouTube. If you're not, you can go over there. Again, links are in the show notes. Thank you to all of my patrons. Really appreciate that. Again, if you'd like to support the podcast that way, follow the links in the show notes or on the webpage. And thank you to everybody on Twitter. Follow me along there at BrightsideHT. Great time we're having over there. Everybody, all the comments, back and forth, a lot of fun. And again, anybody, if you want to find any of this information, you can go to brightsidehometheater@gmail.com and, you know, check it out. That will be getting festive fairly soon, if it's not already festive by the time this podcast comes out. So everybody, have a great week. Very excited for this Friday's podcast. I am doing another classic holiday movie, real big treat, and I got a pretty big surprise for you guys too. So I'm not gonna let the cat out of the bag on what this great holiday movie is and what the big surprise is, but you may want to pay attention to this one. This is gonna be a fun one. I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing it. So have a great week, everybody, and go push play. And then tell me all about it on Twitter or email. That would be great. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.